From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you tuning in as Gospel Minister and Evangelist in Coleraine, the Reverend Roger Higginson, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
I want to read a few verses today from the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 10, and beginning at verse 17. Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 17, and if you've got a Bible, it would be good for you, it'd be profitable just to look up the place there and follow along with us as we read the Word of God together. Mark chapter 10, verse 17. And we just would like to, at this time, extend a warm word of welcome. It is so lovely to have you joining with us. And we trust and pray that God will bless you, and God will undertake for you, and that God will meet you at the point of need. And that if you're not yet saved and you don't know the Lord, that God will bring you to Himself. Mark chapter 10, verse 17. Speaking of the Lord, when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honour thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus beholding him loved him and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come. Take up the cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And we know that God will bless the reading of his precious word to all of our hearts today for his own sake and for his own glory. It is amazing how close a person can get to Christ without actually coming to him. It's amazing how close a person can get to salvation without actually being saved. And it's amazing how close a person can get to the very door of heaven without actually entering in. We think of Abner in the Bible, who died just outside of the city of refuge. The revenger caught up with Abner, killed him at the gate of the city of refuge, and if he had just taken a few more steps, entered in within the gate, he would have been safe. At his funeral, it was said, died Abner as a fool dieth. We think of Judas, who in the Garden of Gethsemane kissed the Lord Jesus Christ, kissed the very door of heaven, and yet within a few short hours, Judas Iscariot was in hell. We think of Noah and the generation in which he lived. Noah built an ark to the saving of his house. The Bible says that he was a preacher of righteousness. And for all those decades, whenever the ark was in construction, people could see the ark. The door was opened. They could have entered in. But they didn't. And whenever the flood came, the Bible says it took them all away. And they were destroyed. So close to a place of safety. And yet in reality, so far. Whenever Robert Falcon Scott led his expedition to the South Pole in 1912, they arrived at the South Pole, hundreds and hundreds of miles, and they were travelling back and, well, trouble set in. Frostbite, food running out, tiredness, weariness, exhaustion, and Robert Scott and his team perished just 11 miles within the reach of safety. So close, but yet so far. And here we have in Mark chapter 10 the account given of a man that is described as being rich. It says in verse 22 he had great possessions. Matthew's account of the story says that he was young, and Luke's account of the story says he was a ruler. So that's why we give this individual the title of being the rich young ruler. Now the rich young ruler wanted to wear the disciples' crown. He wanted to enter into eternal life. He wanted to be in heaven. He wanted to wear the disciples' crown. But he did not want to bear the disciples' cross. He came to the Lord. He kneeled before him. He came so close. But at the same time, he was so far. And that might speak of you. So close to the things of God. So close to the people of God. So close to the Word of God. So close to God's kingdom. So close perhaps to salvation, but yet still so far away from God in your heart. So close, but yet so far. I want you to notice a few things about this important portion of Scripture over the next number of weeks. Today I want you to notice in verse number 17 an important inquiry. An important inquiry. Verse 17. What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Here's the all-important question. Here's a young man who wanted to be sure. He wanted to know that he had spiritual life. He wanted to know that he had eternal life. He wanted to know that he would be in heaven. He wanted to be sure. And let me ask you just now, are you sure? Have you that sure and certain hope that heaven is your home, that Christ is your Savior, that your sins are forgiven, and that you have eternal life? Are you sure? Are others sure of you? Do your family know that you're a Christian? If you were to die today and your family were going to have to bury you in 2 or 3 days' time, would they be sure that you had eternal life? Most people want to get to heaven, but many people, if they're honest, are not sure. Now this was not just a casual inquiry from the rich young ruler. You'll notice his enthusiasm in coming to Christ. Because it says he came running. He didn't come dragging his feet, dragging his heels. He didn't come casually walking, but he came running. That is to say, he came with urgency and with enthusiasm. He perhaps realized that, well, this might be my last opportunity to make this important inquiry and find out how I can have eternal life. The Bible says, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. It's time to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. He came with urgency, enthusiasm, zeal, because this was an eternal issue. He was thinking about eternity. All outwardly good signs, a lot like Zacchaeus, who ran and climbed the sycamore tree that he might see the Lord. And that might be like you. You're enthusiastic in coming to the meetings. You're enthusiastic in listening to these broadcasts. You're enthusiastic and zealous for your particular creed or religion, whether it's Protestantism or Catholicism or some other system. And you're enthusiastic. God bless you. But you're still not saved. So close. But yet so far, his enthusiasm in coming to Christ. I want you to notice as well his esteem for the person of Christ. Because it says, there came one running and kneeled to him. See his reverence? He's got respect, esteem, honour for the person of Christ. He kneels before him. The rich young ruler kneels. Rich people need to kneel before the Lord. Rich people need the Lord, because riches do not satisfy. They do not meet man's fundamental need. Young people need the Lord. Young people need something worth living for. Our young people in this land of ours desperately, desperately need the Lord. And may God richly bless those who are true to the Word of God and faithful to the souls of our young people and have a burden for the youth of this nation. Ruling people also need the Lord. And oh, that our government and our ruling leaders would just take that time to kneel before the Lord. The rich young ruler kneeled before the Lord. He held Christ in high esteem. He had a humble heart. He wasn't frivolous in God's presence. He had a healthy reverence and respect for the things of God. So he came with enthusiasm. He came with esteem. He also came in earnest, speaking to Christ, asking, "What shall I do?" It appears that he's in earnest. He's not asking for guidelines or for pointers, but he's asking for imperatives. What must I do? As with the jailer in Acts 16:30, what must I do to be saved? He was not going to follow his own ideas or his own thoughts, but he was seeking for the truth. Now, whenever it comes, friend, to the matter of eternal life, make sure that you get a Bible answer. Don't go out into eternity with somebody's opinion or with your own thoughts or ideas, because Scripture says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. My good idea, my opinion is no use to you. You need to get a Bible answer. What does God say? What does the Bible say? What does the Lord Jesus Christ say? Friend, this is a vital matter. If you were going on holidays, you would make sure that you'd got your tickets, you got your passport, you got the right times, you'd got the right airport. We can make mistakes in these things, but generally people try their best to make sure that they're going the right direction, they're going to the right place, and they've got the right documentation. How much more important is it whenever it's concerning heaven itself, eternal life, our relationship with God, and our soul's eternal destiny? An important inquiry. Maybe you've got that same question. Come to Christ for the answer. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knockland Grove, Coleraine, BT521WR. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knockland Grove, Coleraine, BT521WR. You may hear Reverend Higginson preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. at his church here in Coleraine on the Cloyfen Road, just at the Bushmills roundabout. For further information, you may phone us on 7032-0266. 7032-0266. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services, and we look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.